Well, Miss Fagger, when you were a girl living up here, you used to go down to Ballabeg School, was it?
Yes.
And how many children were going down there?
Well, altogether, when I left primary school, there was 150 going.
Was there?
And we shifted to Derby, like.
Uh-huh. And how long did it take you to get to the school from here?
3/4 of an hour.
And that was winter and summer?
Yes.
And you walked?
Walk. 2 miles and a quarter.
2 miles and a quarter. And there were 150 children attending the school at that time, were there?
Yes.
Were there? Who were the teachers? Can you remember them?
There's Jimmy Carkish. She was teaching the infants when I went first. There's a Mrs. Mrs. Moore, I think, in the other room.
Right now. Well, Miss Fagger, when you were a girl living up here, you used to go down to Ballabeg School, was it?
Yes.
And how many children were going down there?
Well, altogether, when I left primary school, there was 150 going.
Was there?
And we shifted to Derby, like.
Uh-huh. And how long did it take you to get to the school from here?
3/4 of an hour.
And that was winter and summer?
Yes.
And you walked?
Walk. 2 miles and a quarter.
2 miles and a quarter. And there were 150 children attending the school at that time, were there?
Yes.
Were there? Who were the teachers? Can you remember them?
There's Jimmy Carkish. She was teaching the infants when I went first. There's Mrs. Moore, I think, in the other room. And Mr. Carris was headmaster, and Mrs. Carris was in the other room.
And where was Mr. Carris from?
He was living in the schoolhouse.
Was he?
Down in the school.
Ah. Did he come originally from Castletown?
No, I don't. I think he came from Douglas.
Did he? Hmm. And how many of you were going from this house to the school? How many children?
Well, when I was going, myself and my sister and Jimmy Louie from Skird was going, and Nora and Bethel Dabson was going, and there was 4 or 5 Queen girls going from Borogorn, and there was Maggie Gordon and Harry Conrad going from Borogorn.
When did you first come to live in this house?
This house? 1966.
But your parents had been here before at the smithy, were they?
Father was born here.
Was he? And who built, any idea who built the house?
Father and my uncle built it.
Did he?
My great-grandfather owned Trapballiac.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather's brother was stolen, as John.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left the place to him.
I see.
And then he gave part of the field to my grandfather to build the house and build the smithy.
Did he really? And they built it themselves, did they?
I don't know who built it at all. And because he was a learned for a blacksmith.
Your father?
Grandfather.
Your grandfather. Mm. And was it only blacksmithing he did, or did he do woodwork and stuff?
Well, when my father and my uncle was there, my uncle was blacksmith and my father was a cooper.
Was he?
He was doing churns, tubs, and all kinds of buckets and all kinds of woodwork.
And where was he doing them for people, or selling them like roundabout?
Oh, doing them for people.
Doing them for people. Mm. There'd be a big demand for that sort of thing those days, wouldn't there? And did he make furniture as well?
Yes.
Did he? What sort of furniture did he make?
Well, all the furniture in this house, he made.
Did he really?
Yes. He's making beds, making sofas, making tables, making stools.
Yeah. That was your father?
Yes.
And your uncle was the blacksmith?
Yes.
Well, did he make his own, all the ploughs and things? He would, I suppose.
Yes. Making horseshoes for 1/6 a shoe.
Really? Good Lord, that wasn't much, was it? It was a hard life in those days, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, how much land were they farming as well?
Not till my father got married. Mm. Well, he had land on rent.
Yes.
Part of Bala Kennel. He was keeping some sheep. He was doing some butchering too.
Was he?
Selling the, killing the lambs and dressing them and selling them. Boarding houses and things.
Really? Which boarding houses in Portimeren?
Some in Portimeren, I think.
Portimeren, and then when he got married, he went into Ballyack, is that?
Yes, started the farm.
Well, did he give up the coopering at that time?
I think he did.
Did he? And what about the smithy? Was that kept going?
Well, my uncle got killed. Fell off a cart.
Oh, did he?
Fell off a cart and broke his neck.
Oh, dear.
So there wasn't much smithy work done after that.
No. And then you moved to Dalby for a while, did you?
Yes, moved to Dalby in 1919.
Did you?
Yes.
And you were farming there?
Yes.
Did you go to school in Dalby?
Yes, I went to school in Dalby.
Did you? Were there many children going to the school then?
Somewhere in the 20s.
Is that all?
Yes.
Just a small school. And how many school teachers were there?
Two, master and teacher.
Did you hear much Manx spoken at all in those days?
Well, there's one master there when I worked there first. He left about a town, I had to go to Derby School, and he left in the spring. And then there was another schoolmaster came, and he was trying to teach the children Manx, trying to learn us to count in Manx.
Well, I see. What was his name? Can you remember?
Sutton Collister.
Collister. He would be from Peel, I suppose.
Yes.
And how long were you over in Derby altogether?
9 years.
Nine. And then you came back to where?
Boulogne.
To Boulogne?
Yes.
Are you farming in Boulogne?
Yes, farming in Boulogne.
Was that general farming?
Yes.
Did you keep many animals and things?
We had about 8 cows and a dozen beeves feeding them and young cattle. About 60 sheep.
Did you?
Yes. 2 pair of horses.
2 pair?
Yes.
You'd be doing all the ploughing with the horses, is that?
Yes.
And where did you go to from Boulogne?
Up to Ballycomish.
Ballycomish. And you'd be there a while?
13 years.
Were you?
Yeah.
And you're farming up there?
Yes.
And who was doing most of the farm work? Your father?
My brother. My father died when I was only in Ballyack, when I was only 8 years of age.
And then your brother took over?
Yes. Well, one brother got married and when we went up to Ballycomish, left him in Boulogne.
And how long were you in Ballycomish?
13 years.
13. That's a while. And where did you go from there?
Up to here.
Back to Ely Stain.
Yes.
You've been a while here now?
Since 1966.
1966. And it's 1985 now.
Yes.
My word. Yes, it is a long time. And this house has always been kept in the family since?
Yes.
Virtually since it was built then?
Yes.
Really? Do you like living up here?
Yes.
Yeah? I was looking there when I came up this morning. There's still blackberries out, you know.
Yes.
And it's November and the blackberries are flourishing down the lane there.
Yes.
Have you had many berries this year?
Oh, between 20 and 30 pounds.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hmm. And what do you make, jam?
Yes.
Mostly. Hmm. And what about, how did that compare with last year when the berries were out?
Well, I had £92 picked last year.
£92? That's a lot of blackberries, isn't it?
Yes.
Gosh. Yeah. And it's just jam and cakes?
Yes, and giving a lot away.
And giving a lot away, huh?
Yes.
Good Lord, yeah. That's mighty. Yes, that's great. You know, you were talking earlier on about there, the making the... You remember when they were making barley bread?
Yes.
That's something you can't get now, isn't it? You can't get barley bread now.
No.
Where were they getting the flour for that? For to make the barley bread?
Well, they were growing the barley at home and sending it to the mill and getting it grown into flour.
Mm. Which mill would that be?
A little mill down Colby. The mill there used to be.
Oh, yes. Who was running the mill?
Cubbon. Yes.
He was the miller?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. And then you were making the barley bread at home.
Yes.
Your mother would be doing that, it's like.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about the potato bread you were talking about?
Oh, yes, we're making that at home too. Making it on the griddle.
On the griddle. How do you make potato bread?
Well, the flour and a bit about some fat and the potatoes.
You boil the potatoes?
Boil the potatoes and mash them up fine.
Uh-huh.
And then put flour and put the fat with it and a teaspoonful of salt and much flour to make it...
Into a dough?
Yes.
What kind of oven were you baking in?
Coal oven.
The coal. Coal. Yes. You were telling me you get coal just once a year up here?
Yes.
And what quantity?
3 ton.
3 ton once a year?
Yes.
Mm. And that keeps you going?
Yes.
Just about.
With some wood.
Aye, yes. Well, there's plenty of wood about, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. The smithy must have been a very busy place at one time.
Yes, it
can
was.
Can you remember it when it was sort of flourishing?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
No.
Because there's two fires, two lots of ellises in.
Were there?
Yes.
Well, there must have been quite a lot of farming round about here to keep the smithy going.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're coming from Balcaferric and Lingig and Skird and Rannig and all round.
Were they?
Yes.
Aye. He must have had quite a good reputation, your uncle.
Yes.
Yeah. I know we've got one or two, well, we've got quite a lot of things that your father made in the museum in Douglas, the churns and things. Did he make many churns?
Yes, he made lots.
Did he?
He made a lot of churns all over the place.
Did he? Mm.
Some churns, there's two handles on them. The two could churn.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah. They were battle churns?
Yes.
End over end?
They were a kind of a oblong shape and flyers on the top.
Oh, yes.
Our old churn is down in the museum.
That's right, yes, that's got the flyers.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the kind he was making.
I see. Well, what quantity of butter would they be making in a churn like that, in weight?
I don't know.
No, no. Be a fair amount, I would think, wouldn't it? Pretty good amount of weight of butter.
Yes, I think there was a crack full of cream going in the churn.
Was there?
Yes.
Hmm. That's something you don't see nowadays.
Yes.
And what about cheese? Did they make cheese here as well?
Yes, my father was making cheese and I've been making cheese till I knocked off farming.
Really? Yeah. Well, any particular kind of cheese? Or?
Well, Mother used to make, well, I was doing it too, making cheese of sheep's milk.
Really?
When the lambs was, early lambs was gone, we'd be milking the sheep afterwards and making cheese of that milk.
Really? I've never heard of that, no?
Yes.
Making cheese. And did it taste similar to the cheese that you get from the cow's milk?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we're making cheese of cow milk.
Uh-huh.
And putting caraway seed in it.
Caraway seed?
Yes.
In the cheese. Good Lord. Yeah. Were they making very much cheese?
Yes, we're making the cheese and once a fortnight, didn't you?
Once a fortnight?
Because you had to wait till the cheese was dry and draining out in the cheese press.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes, it would take time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'd be baking all your own bread and bonnig and things, I suppose?
Yes.
Mm. You were talking earlier on about a bracht and dud.
Yes.
How were they making those?
Well, it was a barley cake and put a coating of potatoes, like you put a coat of jam on it, on the top, putting butter on the barley bread and then put a coat of potatoes on the top, spreading some potatoes on the top.
And that's what they were calling it?
Yes.
Bracht and dud. Is that right?
Yes.
Good Lord. What about clothing and things in, when you were living up here then? Did they make most of their own or?
Yes, we were making, there's a cousin of my father's, and she was making all our clothes.
Was she?
Yes.
Hmm. And then, well, which church did you go to?
Well, going to Ranning Sunday School and going to Erie Chapel.
Oh, the chapel was going then?
Chapel was going then.
Yes. Hmm. Were many people going to the chapel?
Yes, there were the teens.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
And the preacher would be coming up from where? The
preacher was coming up from Colby and roundabout.
Hmm. So there'd be quite
They're having an anniversary in the summertime and Ballabeg Choir was coming up to sing.
Really? Oh, that would be a big day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how long has the chapel been derelict now?
Oh, well, down to 50 years.
50?
Yes.
Yeah. It's sad. It's beautifully built, you know, isn't it? Lovely stonework.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Can you remember any of the old Manx names for things from the old days? That the what your mother would be calling things in Manx?
Well, used to be those Manx names on all the fields, and I used to know lots of them.
Can you remember any of them at all?
Well, in Ballyack, the start was the Stintac that was up down the mountain.
Yeah.
And then there was the East for Ems and the West for Ems. And the Wagdu and the Craggan. And the bottom Wagdu and the Crot, that is above the road.
Uh-huh.
And then below the road there's the Willy Woo, the Nye, the Madder, the Little Mooney Field. The West Mooney, the East Mooney, and the Big Field.
Really? Gosh. And what about the other farms you were in? Did they have names also?
Yes, they all had names too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was one in Top Ballyack. Just down among bottom Ballyack fields, and that was the close. And then there's another down in Ballyack. Gan, and that is the Madder, and then there's one at the gable of the house, and that is the the Nye.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Or on the other side of the road is the Woolly Woo.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another little one that the house has built part of it, and that is the Woolly Veg. And there's three big fields. And Moaney. Manach Raja.
Manach?
That was supposed to be something to do with a child that was getting killed. What is it in that field supposed to be one time?
Really? What did they call it?
Manach Raja.
Manach Raja. Oh. I'll have to look that one up.
Yes.
And it was something to do with a child being killed?
Yes, I think it was.
What's that?
Yes.
Hmm. Were there any stories connected with any of the other fields that you can think of?
Well, Father Kellen was one, Keelwater, the maiden, a little church in it.
Oh, that. Yes, yes. St. Mary's Church.
Yes.
Hmm. What about shoes and things when you were living up here? Where did you get your shoes and the boots and things from?
Well, some was Portsmouth and some getting in Douglas.
Really? You had to go and buy there?
Yeah.
Was there any made locally, do you know? Any shoemakers about?
No. When we were in Derby, I remember one time your brother had a pair of shoes and the soles got done on them, and he went to the shoemaker and, oh no, it was a pair of Richard Rattler's shoes, because he was taking that size bigger. And when the sole got done on them, the uppers was good. He went to the shoemaker with them and he put clogs on them.
Oh, yes. Made them into clogs?
Yes.
Aye. Well, you would need them in the fields and things like that. Something substantial,
yes.
Wouldn't you, really?
Yes.
Mm. What did the children do in the evenings when they were home?
When they're home?
Mm. Well, today you've got radio and you've got television. What were the children doing at night time?
Well, boys was often playing marbles.
Were they? Yeah.
A little hole in the floor underneath the table. And
yes.
No cabinets, be a concrete floor sometimes.
Yeah.
And a little hole under the table and be playing marbles on the floor.
Were they?
And the girls were playing with dolls and sewing and...
Yes. And did you have to do much work around the house at all?
Yes, we had to start to work as soon as I was able to milk a cow and all before I went to school.
Really?
When I was 5 years of age.
Five?
Yes.
And you had to milk a cow before going to school?
Well, no. Not when I'm going to school at all, but...
No.
When I come home from school and do work, get sticks in and light the fire and do little jobs. And them times when I was going to Ballinbeg school, we were getting 3 weeks holly tin and turnip time, they were calling it.
Oh.
So the children then when they were home they had to go to tin turnips.
In the field.
And then they're getting another 3 weeks in the harvest town. That is able to go to help in the harvest, cutting corn and all.
I see. So that the holidays were regulated to help the farmers?
Yes.
Oh, there was no set holidays in the summer like there is now then?
No. And Easter, there's only Good Friday and Easter Monday, that's all the holiday.
Is that all you got?
Yes.
Oh. And what about Christmas?
Well, we only Christmas Day and Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
And then you had to go back to school?
Yes.
It must have been rather difficult getting down to Ballinbeg School in the dark.
Yes, we're leaving home at 8:15 in the morning and the lamp would be lit and it would be lit again when we're coming back because we weren't coming out of school, then time was still 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh. What kind of a lamp did you have?
An oil lamp.
Oil lamp. And you brought it to school with you?
Oh, no.
No. No. No.
Oil lamp in my house, like.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, you had no lights on the road then?
No, no light.
Oh. Mm. Good Lord. And hail, rain or snow, you had to go?
Well, it was too bad we weren't going.
No, no.
And it was awful wet after we were in school at night. My brother was taking the trap and going to meet us.
Was he?
Yeah.
Ah, I see, yeah.
Oh. And Jimmy Lowry was coming across, so I was scared. His grandfather was steaming across to our place, and then he was going from there with us to school. And it happened to be too wet, well, he was stopping in the house and getting dinner, and we'd go after dinner.
Yeah.
And his grandfather was coming again at night and taking him home across the river and on.
Good Lord. Yes. You'll see a change in the place now, though, than what it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. You do all your own baking still?
Yes.
And your bread and the bonnig?
Yes.
And what do you do with all the fruit in the garden?
Well, make some jam out of some of it and chewing some away and eating it when it's ripe.
Yes. Well, that's very interesting. Let's see what we've got now. That's fine. Now, you've spent most of your life then, or all your life, in fact, on farms.
Yes, all my life.
It must have been a hard life.
Yes. I left school when I was 14. In Derby. And I had to stay home and work on the farm. We had to do a lot of outside work. Feeding cattle and ducking turnips and looking after the young calves and lambs and helping to churn and a lot of poultry. And when we shifted from Derby in 1928, went to Ballacomish, went to Balloon. And that is a more arable land and more work to do. And more stock hard. I had to go and follow horses then. Well, I was following horses when I was in Derby too.
Really?
Yes.
Well, actually ploughing? Were you ploughing?
No, I wasn't ploughing, but I was doing all the other work with horses.
Were you?
Yes. And ploughing would be carting turnips with horses. Be harrowing with horses. And we were sowing beans. Them times, and they'd be working the ground like for turnips, and then there'd be two pair of horses, and I'd be sowing beans in every two furrows, sowing them with the hammer.
Were you?
Yes.
Good Lord. It was pretty intensive then.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about harvest time?
Well, I'd work out in the harvest, doing roads around the fields them times, and lifting corn, and making sheaves, and stooking corn, and then putting lean corn, and we after the horse and cart, carting corn in.
And what about thrashing?
Well, the mill was coming, we had about 2 days and a half of thrashing, we were getting a day done at the back end. And I wasn't working out in when we were thrashing it all. Unless one time we had to throw water to the engine.
Oh, yes.
On the pump.
The traction engine.
Yes, myself and my sister, we had to throw water. And the pump shot him with the help.
Aye.
And I've been in the wires too when they were bailing the straw in the wires.
Yes.
I remember one time we were putting in corn with three carts, and we had one brother was doing the dash, and the other brother was out in the field doing the roads, because we had a colt fresh put in the cart, and I didn't like to go after the colt.
Uh-huh.
And the cousin was doing the driving, and I was in the hacket doing all the pitching.
Oh,
pitching from the three carts up on the Dutch barn.
My word, that would take some doing, wouldn't it?
Yes. I had to hurry up and get the last sheaves up and get the cart back down and get another load ready.
It was heavy work.
Yes, it was heavy work.
Yeah. What happened to all the grain that came out of the thrashing?
Well, a lot of it was getting used at home.
Was it?
We had a grinding mill and roller, and I was crushing it for the cattle and rolling it for the cattle, and sheep was getting some rolled oats.
Uh-huh.
And the sheep and the lamb and the putting a lot of them in the night with young lambs.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting hay and hand calf cutter, they were calling it, hay cutter.
Yes.
And mixing that with rolled oats and to getting some of that at night when the sheep was in at night and getting another feed before they got out in the morning with the young lambs.
Good Lord. You think the animals were better fed in those days than they are now?
Yes, they were better fed.
Were they?
Because they were eating and had shelter.
Yes. And you always had horses?
Well, till we got the tractor, and then we hadn't so many horses.
Mm.
And then we shifted from Lowland Valley to Ballacomish, we had no horses at all.
None?
Just the tractor.
Mm.
And we had four cows, and four young cattle, and four calves, and a dozen sheep.
Yes. Did you like working with horses?
Yes.
Did you? Mm. Yes. There seem to be a lot more horses coming back on the island now.
Yes.
They went for a while, didn't they?
I used to have when the cornfields have sowed and finished off, I had a roll with an iron roller, horse in the roller, and there was a box on the roller, and you had to pick big stones as the horse was going.
Oh, I see. To put in the box?
Put in the box.
Yeah. And was that just to actually clear the field or to add weight to the roller?
It was clearing the field because when the box was full, you had to be by the hedge.
Uh-huh, yes. Oh, you emptied it in by the hedge?
Yes.
And then started again?
Yes.
Good. And would you be using one horse or two horses?
One horse.
One horse.
Yes.
Did you ever work with a pair of horses?
Yes, I've been working with three horses, I've been working with three horses.
Have you?
Yes.
What doing?
Well, we had they're calling them spring tooth harness, the harness with a spring, and then you pull the handle and just put the spring down and you stick in the ground. The deeper you'd put it, the deeper it'd go in the ground.
Yeah.
And it was always, if that was getting done, deep, three horses.
Really?
I had a fella three horses and that, well, the brothers would be trimming the hedges.
And that'd be heavy going, handling three horses.
Yes.
Gosh. There's not many women about today that could do that, I don't think. And the horses were all stabled and kept at the farm.
And?
The horses were all kept on the farm.
Oh, yes, the horses were all kept on the farm.
Mm. What about feeding the horses? What were they fed on?
Well, they were getting fed on in the winter time, and they'd be getting straw and oats, rolled oats and turnips.
Mm-hmm.
and we're growing white carrots. And in the wintertime and in the springtime, they're getting ready.